Chapter 10, The Guests. Recently, David became friends with one of his colleagues. The colleague's name was Tom. Tom was a senior officer, but he had a lot of common interest with David. Once David invited Tom to his place, David's wife, Anne, brought a delicious chocolate cake. And at the appointed time, the doorbell rang. It was Tom. David opened the door and invited him in. A huge, shaggy dog entered the house with Tom. David petted his head, and the dog entered the room. David, Anne, and Tom sat down in the living room, and the dog went for a walk through other rooms. They talked about work. At the beginning, they talked about problems at work. Then they started talking about plans for the holiday. The evening was going great. "By the way, the head of our department loves football," Tom said. "Last weekend, we played football together."
"Really? I didn't know that," David said.
"Maybe you want to play with us," Tom suggested.
"Yeah, it would be great. I haven't played football for a long time,
though I took part in football matches at high school," David said. Suddenly, a terrible noise was heard from the kitchen. "I'll go there and look at what's the matter," David said. He came into the kitchen and saw a terrible scene there. The curtain was torn off. It was the curtain what produced so much noise. The huge, shaggy dog was tearing a chair at this very moment, and it should be mentioned that the dog was doing a great job. The remains of the chocolate cake were on the floor. The dog probably liked the cake because it ate all of it. David was stunned by the scene he saw. In a few minutes, he came to. At that moment, he did not know what to do. Since Tom had just invited him to play football with the head of their department, David worked in the police not so long time, and of course, he wanted to become part of the police family. Yes, he also wanted to make a useful acquaintance. Why should he complain of the behavior of the dog then? David decided that it was the wrong time to do so. He returned to the living room.
"What happened in there?" Tom asked.
"Everything's fine," David replied.
"Never mind."
A quiet rustling could be heard from the kitchen. David understood that the dog continued to tear the chairs. Finally, Tom was ready to go home. The dog was running around the house while he was dressing in the hallway. In the end, it broke the flower pots in the living room and made a pool on the carpet. Tom looked at it calmly and said nothing. David wanted the guests to leave sooner. He quickly said goodbye to Tom. Suddenly, he saw that Tom did not call the dog with him.
"Do not forget to take your dog," David said.
Tom looked at him in a surprise. "I thought it was your dog," he said.